Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Hope you're doing all okay. It's been a long time since I did a podcast last. I think the last one I put out was 3 or 4 months ago, and that was a release. That was a re-release, should I say, from when I did last year. So it's been a long time. But starting to get back into it, been busy with other things, work and etc. This is just going to be a quick podcast, so it's not going to bore you too much. And it's about this Russell Brand thing. It seems he's having a trial by media, and everyone thinks he's guilty before he's been proven guilty. I've never really liked him per se. I've always thought he's been a bit of a dick ever since his Big Brother days. But it seems that everyone's out for him. It's come out of nowhere. People are saying it's a conspiracy because he outs the government, he outs the deep state, he says his views on COVID, etc., etc., and that's why they want him out. I'm not sure if that's true. I mean, if he did do these abhorrent crimes, then yeah, he deserves everything he gets, but he needs a fair trial. But what also bothers me, the amount of time it's taken for these people to come out and say what happened. In my view, they're partly to blame. If he did do it, these people are partly to blame for him carrying on doing it, because they should have come out at the time of the alleged allegation, and they should have gone to the police, or they should have gone to management, they should have gone somewhere and reported this ASAP, but they didn't. They let it linger, and then he's gone on to do it again. So these people that are coming out now, you are partly to blame. If this is true and he did do these things, you are partly to blame for him going to do it to other people. So you share responsibility in these other people's tragedies, shall we say, because you didn't report it. So he's gone on to do it again. And it's taken this long to come out. I'm always dubious when people take ages to come out and say this, that and the other. He did that, she did this. Report it at the time, because if he did do it, or if someone did do something like that and you didn't report it, and they go on to do it again and again and again, you could have prevented that, but you didn't. You kept it to yourself. So yeah, that's even if this did happen. I'm not saying it did, I'm not saying it didn't, but if it did happen, then these people are also partly to blame for anyone else who got hurt through him being a fucking noncy perv, basically. And that's if he did do it. We'll go back to the idea of people are trying to get him out, because he's... Peanuts, stop it. Peanuts, my dog, he's trying to bite my laptop, stop it. We'll go back to the idea of people are trying to get him out. It's a conspiracy, because he keeps spouting the truth, as it's been so-calledly written in the press. He's spouting out nonsense. I don't think that would be the case. I think there's other people out there that they could try and get cancelled. I mean, YouTube have demonetized him, but they've still got his channel up, so he's still free to spout his nonsense, or spout the truth, whatever you want to say. Bless you, Peanut. He was just sneezing. But, I think it's really dangerous doing a trial by media, because a lot of people didn't like him. He did come over a bit creepy and a bit flirty. So if anyone's had an encounter like that, they'll say, well, he was a bit weird with me, when that might not be the case for him being a rapist, whatever. Do you see what I mean? But, yeah, it's quite scary if it is false allegations, how quickly someone can have their reputation ruined. Because even if he is innocent, this is going to stick with him for a long, long time. But yeah, as I say, if he did do it, just fucking lob him in likes of jail. He's a parasite then. That's if he did do it. I've never liked him, so I'm not really sticking up for him. I've always thought he's been a bit of an arsehole. Peanut, it's a cat. Stop looking out the window, it's a cat. He just looks out the window all the time, Pete, like, sort of Peanut, and you'll hear him barking in it because he's seen a cat in the garden. So, yeah, that's if he did do it to, like, these women, whatever, they're partly to blame for him going on to do it again, because it should have been nipped in the bud, and that goes with everyone else, the Jimmy Savile affair. It seems these TV companies always protect the weirdos. Peanut, it's a cat. It's not going to come in the house, is it? So stop barking. Not that he did bark, but he was getting ready to. So yeah, these like TV executives or the management always seem to sweep things under the carpet. But yeah, as I say, in no way am I trying to stick up for him, because I don't really like him anyway. I never have done. I've always thought he's been a bit of a prick. But that don't mean his reputation can get ruined for like people lying. That's if they are lying. So yeah, I just wanted to put it out there that I just find it strange it's taken this long for it all to come out. And people have done it all at once. It's took so long to come out, and yet no one reported it at the time. So he went on to do it to other people, and yet they're not to blame for it. I'm not saying they're to blame. I'm not victim blaming, but I am saying if he genuinely did rape people and do this to people, then people should have fought tooth and nail to get him prosecuted, etc. But they just seemed to have just set back and let him do it to other people. So they're just as bad. But as we all know, the media is a shit show. You don't know what to believe. It's a trial by media, and it's happened to many others. It's happened to Jordan Peterson. I'm not saying the rape allegations, but people are trying to say this, that and the other about people. And it does seem at times it's a coordinated attack on people who try to speak the truth and speak against the narrative. They seem to be cancelled, classed as right-wing views when that's not what it is. So, yeah. But I haven't really read into this Russell Brand thing. It doesn't really interest me. I'm trying to stay out of the news, but it's hard to miss because it's nearly every fucking day now. But being a podcaster and him being a podcaster doing YouTube, I mean, I've been banned off YouTube, so I'm not allowed back on. So I would have thought if there was proper out to get him, they would have cancelled his channel, but they've just demonetized him to stop making money. Not that he needs it. But he denies these allegations. Maybe it was him being too flirtatious and he didn't think anything of it, and the people he did it to took it to heart. I don't know. You just don't know because you wasn't there. But as I say, I reiterate, it does sort of stress me out a bit. Not stress me out, but makes me wonder, why did it take so long for them all to come out? And why didn't they report it at the time? And that could have saved a lot of other people's feelings, etc, etc. But no, they just let him carry on and doing it again and again and again. So they're part of the problem as well. It's a big shit circle, isn't it, really? The fucking media's bullshit. So yeah, that's my thought on the Russell Brand thing. I told you it was going to be a short one. If you want to come onto the podcast, you can do. Remember, it is all free speech and all unedited. So what is on the podcast at the time of the interview, etc, will go out. You can't text back and say to me, don't put it out, because that's not going to happen. I had it to one person, and I wish I put it out. But I don't want to be in contact with that person again, because that's not what I'm about. And it turned out to be a bit of a pedo in the end anyway. And that's a woman. So yeah, and she's been on the podcast. So anyway, I love you and leave you. I'll be putting out another podcast next week. So keep your eyes. Keep your ears peeled for it all. And as I say, if you want to come onto the podcast, just shoot us an email over. The email will be in the description. Thanks for listening. Please share, like, rate if you can. Even if it's 1 star or 5 stars, just rate us. Rate me. So yeah. But thanks for listening and take care. Bye.